What do I remember? The avenue, the beech tree plantation, the abandoned tennis court, the peacocks, the stone towers with their arrow slots. Oh, what do I remember about this house? I see Calypso in the distance, down by the folly, still like a statue, contemplating the view of the valley, or perhaps deep in thought, unaware of my presence, his scythe on the ground nearby. Calypso, back from the war with a head wound. Calypso, older. I let myself into the house. Perhaps I'm afraid of Calypso, afraid of what has happened to him. The hall, with its long incline down to the stone kitchen, where my grandfather lay on a door from the granary, supported by two sawhorses, collapsed in the field, lost his watch. Through the window, the wind, distant flags and wind socks pull away from the light. The floorboards dead with dust. What do I remember? I ascend the wide stairs as I once so often did. Ascend, descend, ascend. Begin my inspection of the rooms. The damp walls moldering, the faces of spirits emerging, and my room, the faces moldering. The room is being converted for some other purpose following my departure. So many strange things, objects, magazines scattered, the white crystal radio set. I believe there's someone in the shadow, but it's just a faceless tailor's dummy staggered at an odd angle. One leg submerged through a hole in the floor. A musty stook of wheat on its shoulder. And there's an easel with a star map. And yonder, where the floor has collapsed completely, the window left hanging in the wall. Hear a sound like mice in the walls, but it's just the crystal set picking up some radio station. Thin, etheric dance hall music from another era. Well, it's foolhardy, I cross the sagging floor, try to see through the window. Remember what was there once, but is it still there now? I remember when I was a child, looking into the garden below, shouting at the peacocks. And now, as I approach the sag, certain objects, plaster, slip and fall into the vertical darkness below. I jump. I see Calypso working in a long yellow field which seems to rise as an avenue into the sky. He's stripped to the waist, looks young as I remember him. Even though his head is bandaged and he wears a black patch over his wounded eye, his hand is raised as if he sees me, recognizes me, remembers. Yet, he seems frozen, like a statue's inscription I remember so well. I will sacrifice my children, send them to you as slaves. For my elegant grandeur is but an illusion, neither night